Welcome to the SWNZ podcast, the podcast for New Zealand Star Wars fans. My name is Matt.
And my name is Christy.
Today is our Armageddon Expo episode, so we're first going to run through a list of recent news announcements that have come across our desk in the last week, then take a bit of time to reflect on the Auckland Armageddon Expo that took place over the long weekend just past, wrapping things up by having a bit of a chat about recent local store reports. Star Wars news in the past week. Let's jump straight into the Star Wars show and the topics they covered. First thing on the list, on the set of The Mandalorian, to time with Jon Favreau's birthday, George Lucas and Dave Filoni caught up with Jon Favreau, and Favreau shared some pictures from this encounter on his Instagram page. Check out those photos. It's quite cool to see these three together.
The first picture Jon Favreau shared is with him and George Lucas, and you can tell it's on one of the filming sets. You can see details in the background, and it's kind of got a bit of a Tatooine cantina vibe. So it'll be interesting to see what that location actually is when we finally get to see that on screen in the episodes.
So those images are shared on social media, but they're also covered in the Star Wars show. Also on the Star Wars show, the host interviews a couple of animation guests. ILM animation supervisor Matthew Shumway talks about his work on Solo, A Star Wars Story, particularly his work digitally puppeting the Rio Durant character. And secondly, Lucasfilm's Justin Ridge talks about his role directing some recent Star Wars Resistance episodes.
He talks about the different tone of this show, but still keeping it interesting for fans of all ages.
The Star Wars show wraps up by giving us a quick look at the upcoming archive sub-collection in the Star Wars The Black Series action figures from Hasbro. So they showed images of Boba Fett, IG-88, and some close-ups of Anakin Skywalker with the new paint app technology that they're employing for these products. Now, as we mentioned last podcast before perhaps, the archive collection and the Black Series are coming out on bubble cards rather than boxed, but it will give collectors an opportunity to grab characters that they missed out on during previous releases. And some of them are updated, so there is a degree of enticement to get these figures with newer technology paint apps if you already have the earlier releases. Speaking of Star Wars Resistance and Justin Ridge's animation role in that, it looks like on Sky TV within New Zealand that the Resistance episodes are screening only about a week later than they are in the US. There was a bit of a gap after those initial episodes released in the US. They've been streamed online, but they've also been broadcast on one of the Disney channels in the US. But all up, after a bit of a gap beyond the first episodes, it looks like in New Zealand they're only going to be screening about a week later. Next week, in our next week's podcast, I think we'll focus a bit more attention on those Resistance episodes because a good number will have screened in New Zealand and we can talk about our thoughts on that topic. Following on from the Star Wars show, also on the official Star Wars YouTube channel, the latest episode of the digital series Our Star Wars Story has screened. Jordan Hembra goes to Washington Township in New Jersey to chat with FJ, a collector who tells his story about diversity, equity, and being yourself, and how Star Wars has inspired him to celebrate his uniqueness and other topics like relationship with family, and bring it all back to how Star Wars has inspired him through his life and what collecting means to him. So Armageddon Expo took place in Auckland at the ASB Showgrounds in Green Lane from late on Friday. There was a preview night on the Friday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. and it ran through the whole weekend, closing on Monday. We went along for all of the days and put a few reports up on SWNZ about this. And I think it's fair to say we actually really enjoyed this past weekend, even though it was quite exhausting and we spent a lot of time there. There were a number of different highlights. I particularly enjoyed the abundance of Star Wars costumers, and I've put some video and galleries up on SWNZ sort of trying to capture and represent that. It really gave an atmosphere of fan participation. There were costumers of all ages, all skill levels. I really got the feeling that most of what we were seeing was homemade, handmade costumes, whether it be costumers who are associated with the international clubs like the 501st Legion or the Rebel Legion or the Mandalorian Mercs, or just families or groups of friends that were getting together to costume in Star Wars. So we saw a lot of different representations of characters from right across the Star Wars universe. That was a really fun aspect from my point of view.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed seeing the diversity of the characters represented. It's not uncommon to see Stormtroopers at Armageddon over the years, but seeing characters like Padme Amidala, Anakin Skywalker, Ahsoka Tano, and even a couple of Jyn Erso cosplayers, it was really neat to see the scope of these newer characters and some of the old favourites that aren't done as often, especially locally in New Zealand. So that was really neat to see.
So we went out of our way to track down Star Wars costumers and photograph them to share, and I thought that was an interesting aspect of the convention. But I think in general, the organisers have learned as they've gone along, and this one, they got a lot of things right compared to previous years, I think. The crowds did not feel claustrophobic. At no point did we feel trapped in the crowds, which has happened in the past, like the instance where they had celebrity signing areas in the middle pavilion, and it literally became gridlocked on one in a number of different instances on the most busy days. But I think the weather helped this weekend. It was great weather, not too hot, not too cold, so people were able to disperse, spread outside when they needed a break from the crowds inside. They even had entertainment going on a live stage in the neighbouring grandstand. So I think that just gave people a bit of room to move around a bit more, not all be in the same place at the same time, and take a break from the crowds and standing up when they needed to. And even though it was tiring and exhausting and we were there for long periods of time, that really made the expo feel a little bit more fun, a little bit more relaxed. Shopping was great too. I think that's something that's evolved over time. We saw quite a spread of Star Wars products. And one thing we noticed, it seemed to stand out to us a little more this year than previously, it may well have been developing over time, was the number of retailers, the number of vendors that weren't actually New Zealand-based, that had come over from Australia or even further afield. What this meant was we actually saw product that we're possibly less familiar with. Mighty Ape, EB Games were big retailers that were there, and they were worth checking out without a doubt. But we have seen a lot of their product online. Well, they did have some great sales. We'll come back to that. But it was good to see a little bit more variety coming from slightly further afield.
Yeah, I found quite a few artists and booths that were from Australia, so it was really neat to sort of discover these companies and check out their stuff. There was a lot of Star Wars product that I hadn't come across before, which hasn't always been the case in Armageddon's in the past. It's always been pop vinyls and the same sort of stuff that you're very familiar with, so it's always neat to go along and actually be surprised by what you can find.
Yeah, so I think it was a good year in terms of both shopping, costuming, fan participation, general atmosphere, crowd management. Parking fees were a bit of a downside, but if you parked across the road and were game enough to take a little bit of a walk in, then you could overcome that. But all in all, we get an expo, thoroughly enjoyed it, looking forward to the next one that we can attend.
Also, some of the big name brands like EB Games and Mighty Ape had some really good specials on. EB Games had a number of Loungefly Star Wars backpacks and handbags, which were 40% off. That's a pretty good deal. And Mighty Ape, in particular, amongst the specials that they had the large-scale Pop Funko Porg figure for $50. Now, this is a great reduction on its usual cost. They had quite a tower of them there.
What's the RRP on that? Is it about 90?
It's about 90, I think. Yeah, so that was a decent discount.
EB Games, though, the highlight was the Poe Dameron helmets, which they cut back from their base price of about 130 down to 77, so
yeah,
nearly half price. Or in fact, now let me correct that. Their initial sale price was 129. I think their base price is even higher than that, but 77 was a great price for those Black Series Poe Dameron helmets.
They had quite a tower of them, and when we checked in on the last day, they had two left. So they were definitely flying out the door.
Yeah, they were using it as an opportunity to clear out product, but the actual pricing made it worthwhile. So again, this was something that we sometimes, but not quite as often, saw in the past. You know, in the past, there's been this feeling that if you go to some of the retailers that were familiar with you, they're just seeing what you could see on their website at any other point in time. But these drastic sales, this clearing out of surplus product that they might have had at real discounted, heavily discounted prices, was an attraction that was worth checking out.
They also had Gentle Giant mini busts of Shore Troopers. They were down to 47. They had a number of Black Series, both the boxed and the carded ones, and a number of the little blind box ranges. They were clearing those out as like a buy one, get one free type special. So they were definitely keen to get rid of a lot of stock. So it meant that attendees were getting some really good sales.
So if you did attend, hopefully you were able to make use of those discounts. If you didn't attend, We're sorry for teasing you about them in retrospect, but I think it speaks to where Armageddon's heading, and I think it's worth mentioning because it does factor into your consideration about attending future conventions. It certainly makes us, I mean, we're going to go to Armageddon conventions, particularly when they're local anyway, but this is something to look forward to in future years if it's a pattern that follows. Okay, let's talk about other store reports beyond the Armageddon convention shopping that we saw. Big news, or certainly exciting news and news that's well received. The garden statues that we've seen before at Bunnings Warehouse have returned. Last time we saw these was about December of 2017. They have been restocked all around the country. They've mostly been spotted in the North Island, but will undoubtedly show up more and more so in the South Island. That's the same pattern we observed last time. As well as the range of half a dozen characters that we saw last December, a couple of new characters have been added to this collection. BB-8, Han Solo and Chewbacca join C-3PO, R2-D2, Princess Leia, Yoda, Darth Vader and a Stormtrooper. These statues are made from resin. They're designed to be outside. They're about 42 centimetres tall, priced at $29. Very, very popular. They tend to sell out fast, even though the stores have one or two pallet loads each. Picked up some last time and really think that they're good value for money, for the price, and quite nice quality sculpts actually.
I've seen fans be quite creative with these statues considering their price point. Some people are picking them up and repainting them from their sort of faux stone finish, painting them up to look lifelike, getting creative with more abstract paint schemes, and you can use them in the house as like a collectible statue or use them as doorstoppers or whatever you want. They're quite a great size, so they're definitely worth checking out.
So these statues, even though we've seen them before, are kind of a follow-on from the garden pots. They're made by the same designer and same manufacturer as the garden pots we saw a few months back as well. The garden pots, for some reason, didn't sell as well as the statues. I thought they were quite cool. They were priced at a higher level, $39. You can occasionally find one or two of these left over in store, so you might still spot these if you go looking for the garden statues. But they're the same company, obviously, the same manufacturer and the same designer. The garden statues, slightly lower price point, $29, super popular, almost certainly going to sell out pretty quick. We talked last week about the new range of products at Cotton On. We've focused on a couple of these on the SWNZ website. They have a range of Star Wars character plates and mugs that we found quite interesting. The mugs are priced at $7.99. The plates, which are actually porcelain and dishwasher and microwave safe, are $17.99. They are a matching set, so for each plate there is a matching designed mug featuring Darth Vader, Princess Leia, Chewbacca or R2-D2. Brightly coloured, quite nice designs, and exclusive to Cotton On as far as I know.
I always like homewares with a Star Wars theme. These are sort of items that you would use on a day-to-day basis anyway, so being able to add a little bit of Star Wars into your day with kitchen items that you would be using otherwise is always fun.
We've talked about the Star Wars Christmas cards at Cotton On in the recent past. They also now have Star Wars Christmas wrapping paper, a bundle of three rolls priced at $11.99. Very cool designs here. There is one roll that has a repeating pattern of vintage Stormtroopers, one roll that has a pattern of assorted astromech droid action figures, and one roll that is based on their interpretation of the Star Wars logo. Other store report items, we took a look on the SWNZ website at an Imperial themed duvet cover available at Briscoe's. This has quite cool Darth Vader and Stormtrooper graphics on it, full head to toe graphics of Darth Vader and Stormtrooper, quite well executed. Unfortunately for adults it's only available in single and king single sizes, but the prices on those are also very good. It is a set that includes a duvet cover and a pillowcase, $32 for single, $36 for the king single.
I like this particular set because the print on the other side of the duvet cover is completely different. It's a blue patterned with smaller Imperial themed graphics that matches the pillowcase. It's always fun to have those sort of options or for kids that just want to have a bit of a change.
New at JJ's is a Star Wars holiday t-shirt. This is a variation on the version that they released around the time of last year's Christmas. It features Rebel Heroes carol singing. Priced at $25. This year's version comes in blue compared to, I think, last year's version was a green background. Same graphics on the front though.
Well, it's not strictly from the Star Wars Holiday Special. It does have a little bit of that association going with it, with the singing carols and things like that. So it's a bit of a fun nod for Star Wars fans.
I've got a small feeling that the artist that sort of composited that image, the singing Leia, might actually be based on the headshot of the singing Leia from the Holiday Special. I could be wrong. I'd have to compare them side to side, but that's certainly the vibe it gives. It's lighthearted and fun though. Mighty Ape is having a bit of a Disney month in October, and part of that is that currently running until Wednesday of next week, they have a Star Wars sale with up to 40% off selected Star Wars toys. We'll put a link to that whole sale. You can access it through one category link in the links below. But yeah, up to 40% off selected items is worth checking out. There's quite a lot to browse through. And for added incentive, if you purchase any toy from their Star Wars toy range, you can be in to win an awesome Star Wars prize pack valued at over $500. Not 100% on the end date of that. They describe it as being this week, so it could be as early as Friday, possibly a little bit longer considering that the Star Wars sale goes on until next Wednesday. But either way, a winner will be chosen and announced on the 2nd of November. So good sale prices on selected Star Wars items at Mighty Ape. Purchase them early, soon, and you can go into the draw to win a $500 Star Wars toy prize pack. That's it for store reports that we've covered on SWNZ recently. We'll be looking at more of the Cotton On product in the coming week. Let's just talk about our personal Star Wars highlights from the last week. I've just finished reading the Thrawn Alliances book by Timothy Zahn, the follow-on from Timothy Zahn's Thrawn novel. The Thrawn Alliances novel, thoroughly enjoying. I won't go into any spoilers, but I do recommend it. I found the style very easy to read. It covers two different timelines in parallel, both focusing on Thrawn and his relationship and interaction with Darth Vader. And it was written in an interesting style as they switched between the timelines. It wasn't overtly announced which timeline he was referring to, but you could tell immediately because in one instance the character of Anakin is referred to as Anakin Skywalker, and in the other timeline he's referred to as Darth Vader, which unambiguously lets you know which point in the continuity he's talking about. I like Timothy Zahn's writing in these recent novels. They feel like Star Wars novels. Some of the older EU books were great, but there were a few instances where they did feel like generic science fiction novels that had a bit of a Star Wars facade slapped on the front. That's not the case with Timothy Zahn's novels. He fully invests in the characters. He doesn't just use the characters for the sake of his particular story. He writes them with the knowledge that the character development he's participating in is going to have an impact on the overall character development, you know, across time. And the interesting thing about the Thrawn Alliances, again, without going to spoilers, is the conclusion, which I think really does set things up for more. I think it's pretty clear that that is not an end in and of itself. I think it's going to lead somewhere else. So it'll be interesting to see where he or others take the plot points that have been set up in that novel and where they go with that. Have you got a Star Wars highlight you want to talk about?
Well, for me, the highlight was Carrie Fisher's birthday, which was October 21st. Now, this was in the middle of Armageddon weekend, so Princess Leia was certainly on my mind while I was browsing around the stores. I've been celebrating the impact Carrie Fisher and Princess Leia has had on my life on my Star Wars fashion website, the Kessel Runway. I was lucky enough to meet Carrie a number of times, once dressed as Princess Leia, and a couple of other times where we got family photos with her and of course autographs. And even though these interactions were relatively brief, she had a lasting impact on my life, and certainly the character of Princess Leia means a lot to me. So rather than dwelling on the fact that Carrie is no longer with us, I've been trying to celebrate the character of Princess Leia and the legacy that has touched so many lives. I celebrated the day with lots of Princess Leia fashion, picking up a couple of Princess Leia themed items at Armageddon, and sharing some of my favourite Princess Leia fashion items on my website.
Yeah, undoubtedly Carrie was an inspiration, as well as having a significant role in the Star Wars original trilogy and sequel trilogy. She was an inspirational person, an inspirational character, who lived life to its fullest and gave her indirect inspiration through her actions and direct inspiration through some of her quotes and thoughts.
The actress Meryl Streep once referred to something Carrie Fisher had said to her, "Take your broken heart, turn it into art." So I really took that to my heart and used her inspiration to celebrate Princess Leia rather than dwelling on the loss.
So you've been running a series of posts on the Kessel Runway celebrating Princess Leia and remembering Carrie Fisher. Take a look at those. We'll put a link below that can be accessed through the Forever Our Princess tag that you've set up specifically for that. Those posts include a look at Star Wars Princess Leia themed fashion items, apparel and jewellery, etc. But you've also put in some personal posts about what Carrie meant to you and a bit of a reflection on it, on her impact. So Armageddon Expo was a big part of our previous week. It's been a little bit hard getting back to reality and getting back to work, and it's left us looking forward to the next convention of that sort where we can put the real world to the side and immerse ourselves in the Star Wars fandom, something we always enjoy doing. If you went along to the Armageddon Expo, jump into the SWNZ Facebook group or SWNZ message boards and share your stories or photos from that event. We'd love to see what other people saw or thought about that. That's about it for this week, so I guess we're done doing talking. Thanks for listening in. Stay tuned to our website, stwnz.co.nz, for Star Wars news for New Zealanders, and keep an eye out for our next weekly podcast, same time next week. Follow our Facebook page and social media and chat with other fans in the Star Wars New Zealand Facebook group and website forums. Thank you for listening.
May the Force be with you.